introduce yourself for the people over here and tell us an update about what's going on in Nippon in terms of what's going on in Gaza.
And Gaza?
Yeah, both updates and if you could.
So the number of the casualties, people who were wounded yesterday and the people who died, and people who died today because of the one of yesterday, still up to 60 people. Another person was shot and killed today at the eastern border of the town of Deir al-Balah in the Gaza Strip. We have, from the people who were wounded yesterday, we have like 20 critical cases who are having very complicated situations, and they are in deep need for medication that is not affordable in the deficit because of the lack of instruments as well as the food and so on. So the participants are trying to send them to Egypt seeking better medical treatment abroad. In the West Bank city, there were crashes in almost all over the West Bank, in the east of Ramallah, the center of Mabra. But maybe the latest that came right now is that a center has opened fire on Palestinians in a neighborhood near Hebron called the Qiltis neighborhood, where the Israeli authorities are blocking the entrances to that neighborhood with rubble and the huge rocks. So this information came now from the Palestinian Red Cross Authority, the emergency medical team that are driving to the location right now. In the town of Sa'ir, east of Hebron, a man was brought from there to the hospital in Hebron. According to the family, he suffered from gas inhalation and he passed away right after the Palestinian medical teams has sent the body to for autopsy, for further verification.
If anyone has any questions for Hisham in terms of this,
maybe in Gaza, the Great Return till the 5th of June, anniversary, the 5th anniversary of the Israeli occupation of the Gaza Strip.
Hisham, it's so much that when you hit the phone, you can hear it directly. It's so complex.
Yeah, maybe
the
purpose of the demonstration in Gaza has declared that the demonstration is going to continue
till
June, the 51st anniversary of the Israeli occupation to the West Bank, including East Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip and the Golan Heights. Of course, the Palestinians in the West Bank are too hungry also because of the step of moving the end of the from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, as the Palestinians consider Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. As Jerusalem is also very important for the Palestinians and all the Arabs, the Christians and Muslims alike. Now, I will be happy to answer them.
Yeah, if anyone having any question to Hisham in terms of Hebron and this time specifically, please feel free to ask. Hisham, I want to ask in terms of demonstrations in Hebron specifically, how that went, how that going.
Excuse me, will you please repeat it?
Yeah, the demonstrations in Hebron. In that Zalia,
yes.
And so on. How that went? How things is going on there?
Okay, there were demonstrations in the past 2 days. Yesterday there was a demonstration at noon. There was another demonstration last night after the bad news came from Gaza. The day before yesterday there were also another demonstration. This morning two people were wounded in the city center of Hebron. Two youngsters actually were engaged in a bombing run at an armored barrier that is blocking the part of the neighborhood in the center of Hebron. One has been shot in his abdomen, and he is suffering from serious injuries. As he was transferred to the hospital, together with another Palestinian that was also shot with live ammunition.
Any questions that any of you have for Hisham? No? We have a question, Hisham. What the best that people in the United States can do to help?
You know, first, government is backing Israel in all what it's doing. And, the state of Israel, which is the greatest foreign country from the United States of America. So, as American people, you have responsibility on raising your voices and telling your representatives about the injustice that the Palestinian people are living through, especially Gaza Strip. When we talk about Gaza, we talk maybe about the most populated places all over the world. We talk about nearly 2 million people who live in nearly 32 more than two-thirds of them are originally refugees. They are descendants of displaced during the time of Israel was established, and they live in complete indecent conditions. According to the World Bank, the Gaza Strip is going to be unsuitable for human living within 2020. We talk about areas suffering from lack of electricity or power less than 4 hours a day. We don't have clean water to drink. They are living under siege for the past 11 years now, so they cannot travel. Even the Mediterranean Sea, that is the borders kept from the west, they have very limited access to it to do fishing, but they cannot travel abroad because of the embargo that is imposed by the Israeli authorities. So those people there, they live as human beings, as all other people in the world, and they don't deserve to live in such conditions. To raise your voices for the Palestinians of Indigenous America and the 21st century.
Alright, any other questions? And I hope that the sound was clear enough for this for it, right? Well, it's a little bit to share, thanks a lot.
In addition to rhetoric actions, please take the truth about what's going on in read about and get the whole world into your group. Act by yourself. We urge all the friends of who work for justice in the world to boycott Israel, encourage and push the firms and the companies who are having investment in Israel to divest and pressure the government. By looking too far at this point now.
Thanks a lot, Hisham.
Sure.
What is it?
Go for the boycott. This is something that you can.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Hisham. Shukran.
Shukran.
All right. Sorry about the sound. All right, let's not have that with that journalist from Gaza. Let's try with this.
الإنجليزي مش بعرف كثير عن الكلمة يعني فبالعربي بكون أفضل.
طيب إذا راح تحكي بالعربي مفيش أي مشكلة بس لازم تعطيني روح لا أترجم. ماشي؟
أوكي.
So he would speak in Arabic and I would translate. Just for you to feel comfortable speaking. احكي لنا عن الوضع اللي عم يصير بغزة شد عم يصير بغزة الحالة.
وضع الحالة في المدينة مصيرة العودة لو توجه السرط الفلسطيني من السلك الفاصل لمطالبة بحقوق في العودة وللمطالبة بفك الحصار عن قطاع غزة. فقام الجنود الإسرائيليين بقمص السرط وقتل العديد. بالأمس كان لنا 2 قتيل و 2400 جريح تقريبا.
لا خلينا أنا أقص عليك من تلفوني أفضل لأن الصوت مش واضح بالمرة.
أوكي
يلا شوي. I'm gonna call him from my phone, maybe the sound will be better. And then I will just directly translate. بلال سمعني؟ سمعني؟
سمع
ماشي تمام لأنه الصوت مش عارف ليش اللابتوب مش ظابط مني. فبدي أغلبك تعيد لي شو اللي حكيته. Responding to that right away for opening fire by opening fire and shooting tear gas has been mainly the request is for them to return to their homes, to return to their land, and that's the goal of the demonstration that they are doing at these days. Abidal, come. Okay. So Bilal is saying that yesterday In Gaza, there is around 60 people that have died, more than 2,000 Palestinians have been injured. He's saying that the Israeli army has used illegal weapons, specifically the tear gas. And he mentioned that the tear gas is mainly affecting the body system, as I mentioned from before, the way of like feeling in a coma and losing the control of your body. He's confirming that mainly to us. في هلا معك المسيرة هلا لحد هلا موجودة رح تضلها مستمرة ولا انتهى؟
Yeah.
Without saying that most of the people that we have been killed away from the fence. They have not even reached the fence. Bilal saying that the purpose of the demonstration to show resistance, to show that we are alive, and the things that the Israeli military is saying is not in terms of crossing, because it is not a simple fence to cross. It is an electronic fence that it's not easy to cross, that's what Bilal was saying. And at the same time, Bilal saying that there was no need for the Israeli military to use this giant amount of force, specifically that the Palestinians, the only thing that they have is tools, and they will not give a reason for the Israeli military to confide in them. He is saying that even the journalists, they are not supposedly should not be targeted, but a lot of journalists has been also injured and shot, some of them being killed too. And they are not holding rocks, they are holding cameras, and that was also a reason why the Israeli military shot them too. He mentioned the journalist that he was 350 meters away from the fence, which is that's the legal perspective of how much they're supposed to be far from the fence, but that journalist got killed by a sniper right away. And even he, Bilal, have mentioned that even the medical team, when they are giving aid, giving team have been injured also and targeted by the Israeli ministry.
So there's a claim here in our media that Hamas is behind the demonstration, that Hamas is actually using some tools.
Again, please.
There's claims here in our media that Hamas is behind the demonstrations, and Hamas is actually using force at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just curious about whether there's evidence of that.
Yeah. بلال في عندي سؤال هون عم تحكي انه بالاعلام الخارجي عم بيحكي انه حماس لها ايد بالشيء اللي الغزيين عم بيعملوه على الحدود. شو رايك في هذا الموضوع؟ Okay. Bilal saying mainly that the great return march is mainly youth, Palestinian youth from Gaza. It has nothing to do with the political parties at all. Neither Hamas or Fatah or any political party. It's totally from
Gaza.
أكيد. بس هي عم بالتحديد سؤالها بخصوص إنه اللي هي المسيرة
المسيرة من اللي هي مش
بالضبط هي مش بالضرورة
هي
Musa is just confirming that, saying Musa is saying, Bilal, I keep saying Musa, I don't know why. Bilal saying mainly that yes, it is not a political party that's actually organizing this, but it does not mean that people that belong to Hamas as a political party do not be part of the demonstration. All of them are Palestinians, all of them have the right to demonstrate and participate in these demonstrations. Any questions?
So the tear gas that they're using, if it's disabling bodies, it sounds like nerve gas, and like, do they know exactly what they're using, and isn't nerve gas technically banned by international law?
Yeah, he actually mentioned that it is actually banned from the international law. And they don't have the specific name of the tear gas. It's usually run by the test, but right now we can't really identify that kind of gas. And I lost the connection with him, but it is something that he did say when he mentioned about the gas, that he said it is internationally illegal. It means, I believe, under the international law, is illegal too.
We lost. They're deploying in experimental ways on drones, whereas that was by IDF had been used just only as a practice, against customers, but now they're moving it into official practice, a humane way to deliver any sort of just the thing about these new military tactics that IDF is enforcing.
Abidan, Mark,
Sam.
Is it a question, sir?
It's not a question. Okay. It was more to be in conversation. No, you're fine.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
I don't have a question, but will you just tell him that there's a lot of love for Palestinians, not just all over the world, and that we hold them in our hearts, we remember them, we think about them, we care for them. Just send them our love.
Yeah, definitely. في هون واحد من الموجودين هون بيحكي انه حابب هو مش سؤال بس هو حابب يحكي لك انه الناس هون بالولاية اللي انا فيها هون وخارجها كمان متضامنين مع اهل غزة وفلسطين بشكل عام وراح يدعموا قدر الامكان ان شاء الله. Support you are giving, because that's the way to spread the word around and one day to see Palestine. Any other questions about the situation in Gaza and that you're wondering of, you would like to know about?
Except, I haven't heard much late coming in. Have there been more casualties today?
How was, sir?
Have there been more casualties today? 40, 60 yesterday.
Right. موسى في أي شهداء سقطوا اليوم ولا بس ب 14 شهر؟
اليوم في منطقة خانس العديد من الإصابات وسقط شهيد في منطقة خانس. بارك كان شهيد وكل يوم في شهداء في
مسيرة العالم الكبرى. أكيد أكيد. بس هو عم بيسأل إنه معظم الشهداء اللي كانوا 60 و 61 61 شخص كانوا يوم في 14 شهر هو امبارح. اليوم بس شهيد واحد؟ شهيد؟ شهيد واحد اوكي. He's saying that the 61 Palestinians that have been killed only yesterday. Today there's only one from Khan Yunis. From Gaza.
Is that because the Palestinians are backing off, or because Israel?
عم بيسأل هو سبب السبب بأنه ما فيش شهداء اليوم، هل السبب أنه إسرائيل الجيش وقف يطلق النار على المتظاهرين ولا المتظاهرين رجعوا لورا بعيد عن الحدود؟ بلال حاول تروح على منطقة فيها إرسال أعلى شوي بلال، لأني مش سامع بالمرة. بلال أنا فاهم عليك، بس سؤاله هو إنه اليوم لسه المظاهرة متواجدة، ليش يعني كيف؟ فاهم عليك، بس اوكي، يعني بس يعني معناها انه يعني قل عدد المتظاهرين عشان هيك ما كانش فيه شهداء اليوم. اوكي اوكي he's mainly saying that the he's mainly saying that the amount of people that they were protesting is less today. So mainly yesterday, the Israeli military were kind of overwhelmed with the amount of Palestinians that they were beside the border. But today, there's not that much. That's kind of called them off a little bit.
Is there, I understand that there's a big cultural festival going on. Actually, it's not just what's happening along the fence, but like further back.
That's right.
There's a big festival going on.
Right.
And that's maybe where everybody is today.
Possibly correct, yeah. They are not stepping necessarily back, but at least that the amount of people that they are close, kind of close to the border, are not the same number as yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Any more questions?
So because Americans almost sometimes think that everything's about them, there's also a report that the protests that were really just about the embassy in Jerusalem. That's partly true, or I know it's about right of return, but is that also partly true? And so the masses were at the border yesterday because of the celebration of the opening of the embassy?
في سؤال هون بلال عندي بتحكي إنه هل سبب المظاهرة فقط إنه نقل السفارة من تل أبيب للقدس ولا في أسباب تانية؟ لأن في الإعلام الخارجي بس بيحكوا عن نقل السفارة، ولكن هل في سبب تاني؟ هي عم تحكي إنه الإعلام الخارجي عم بيحكي إنه الإعلام الخارجي عم بيحكي إنه المظاهرات صارت في غزة بس لأنه القدس رح ينقلوا عليها السفارة الأمريكية. هل هذا صحيح أو هذا جزء من الحقيقة؟ هل هذا إنه جزء من العذر؟ سامعك لأن معي.
نعم.
No. Okay, خلينا ترجم. It is one of the reasons. It's not the main reason. The other two reasons is the first one is for to not make Gaza or to actually release Gaza, not keep it as an open jail, and to let Palestinians who live in Gaza to be free and to be treated as humans. That's the second one. And the third one is for refugees who live in Gaza from 1948 to return to their homes. So it is not the only reason he's saying, it is one of the reasons, but there's other two reasons besides. Any other questions?
The reporters who are on the scene, where are they? What organizations are they working with? The reporters that are present there.
بلال الصحافة الموجودة موجودة بغزة اللي بتنقل الأخبار شو هل هي صحافة من محلية أو عالمية؟ Has been 70 journalists internationally, mainly from Italy and from Britain, but that also adds into the to the media within Gaza itself.
How many journalists have been killed or
have been killed? I'm a journalist. So he's mainly saying that there's 3 to 4 journalists has been killed, and 7 journalists has been injured. Till now.
Palestinians or British?
الصحفيين اللي تصابوا الصحفيين من غزة ولا من الصحفيين من 70 الصحفيين اللي جايين؟ Only from Gaza.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? بلال عم في سؤال عم بحكي انه شو الاشي اللي بيقدروا يساعدوا فيه؟ شو الاشي اللي بيقدروا يعملوا ليساعدوا فيه؟ بالنسبة للوضع في غزة. بلال معي؟ عم تحكي انه شو الاشي اللي بنقدر اللي بيقدروا يساعدوا فيه؟ شو الاشي اللي بيقدروا يساعدوا فيه؟ ساعد الوضع
Yeah,
بلا الماي.
Hello.
بلا الماي. بتقدر تعيد لي الله يخليك بس اخر
شيء.
بتقدر تعيد لي بس اخر شيء حكيته الله يخليك.
بعيدك له اولا هو التظاهرات اللي هي تكون مع قطاع غزه.
اوكي.
يعني مظاهرات بتكون مظاهرات مثلا مدن تضامن مع قطاع غزه. ثاني شيء هو المساعدات اللي هي اللي بعد قطاع غزه اللي هو فور
Okay. He said first is to go out in demonstrations and part in solidarity with the people in Gaza and try to create that kind of international pressure internationally, and that possibly will help. The other thing is to financially support. Because that's in Gaza, it's really important in terms of getting clothes, food, and so on, and first kind of aid need for people who live in Gaza. That's one of the things that sometimes people try to get so that people can live appropriate life. كيف نظام الكهرباء عندكم حاليا يا بلال؟ باليوم. Okay. 4 hours a day. So 4 hours out of the day. Let me ask you about that. What about the hospitals, Mr. Shafiyat, in the area? The hospitals are
the
hospitals. Okay. You work in the hospital, okay? وفي ناقص بالأدوية حكيت؟ To get electricity for the hospital itself, but it runs by gas, but at the same time there's short of gas, so it's like they can keep it running to not affect the machines within the hospital itself, but the issue that there is a short of gas that they use for these engines to keep the hospital running. And he's mentioning that there is also some lack of medical needs medical, aid, and so on in the hospitals.
It's 4 o'clock.
Okay. All right. بدأنا لازم نروح. بس شكرا جزيلا لإلك والله يوفقك. شكرا. Start to art, right? Or go ahead.